more than 3 million people filed for unemployment last week as the coronavirus pandemic brought many industries to a standstill. That is the highest number in the more than five decades that the Labor Department has tracked jobless claims, eclipsing the previous record of 695,000 back in 1982. Let's bring in Diane Swonk, chief economist at Grant Thornton in Chicago. Diane, we knew it would be bad, but just how bad is that?
It is really bad. What's stunning about the number is we know that many people couldn't actually get their claims filed because the systems never were designed to hit the sheer volume of people applying for claims online that occurred, and so many people were locked out. What's different about this one is how many service sector workers were hit and hit hard, and the next wave will include much of the actual shelter-in-place orders that we saw take hold over the country. This is only the tip of the iceberg of those, and I think that's important to understand, too. Manufacturers that were still up and operating will be shut down for both shelter-in-place reasons and just for the safety of their workers. All that is yet to come.
How high do you expect the number to go? And we get these unemployment claim numbers every week.
Unfortunately, we just don't know. Our estimates suggest we're well into the teens of millions, the tens of millions in terms of, you know, 12 to 15 million jobs lost. That eclipses any other recession, and the speed with which it has occurred, an immediate loss of jobs, the likes of which we've never seen. And what's important about it is it's the first time ever we've seen on a real-time basis, known the week the economy fell into recession, which was March 1st, 2020. It collapsed. But that also offers us clarity. It's why the measures and aid by the government are so important. It's why the efforts the Federal Reserve have done are so important. We know there's an end date to this. We don't know exactly what it is, but getting us to traverse these COVID-tainted waters in lifeboats is the best way to get us to the other side and pick up on the economy once this is over.
So do you think the $2 trillion emergency relief package that has passed the Senate is going to be enough to do what is needed, at least at this point, to limit the damage from the economic shock?
No, this is just the phase three of what will be many phases of aid. Congress is going to have to find a way to vote remotely to not, one, infect each other, but to, two, make this more efficient, the process. It's hard, but it's necessary. This is something that other countries have gone higher as a share of GDP. That was a little over 9% of GDP. Our other countries have gone higher than that with larger safety nets. We have huge gaps in our country. We don't allow for people to lose jobs, particularly in such an extraordinary way, through absolutely no fault of their own. I really don't understand anyone holding back at this point in time. Congress will never look back at this period in time, and no one will say, boy, you did too much. We'll all look back and say, why didn't you do more?
At the same time, Diane, should there be any concern among members of Congress about the amount of debt that is involved with this?
You know, those ideologies, I was a deficit hawk for years, and I still am. But at these interest rates and the willingness of the Fed to finance it, no. Put that on the shelf. They didn't care about it for the tax cuts. They shouldn't be caring about it now. This is a crisis, and interest rates are low. We're in an extraordinary period of time where the cost of financing what we absolutely need is so low. I don't care what part of the political spectrum you're from. Right now, shelve those ideologies because they don't apply to this situation.
That is Diane Swonk, chief economist at Grant Thornton. Diane, thank you.
Thank you.